AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Congress members from both parties voiced support for a review of strikes against suspected drug smuggling boats in the Caribbean. This comes after the Washington Post reported that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth gave a verbal order for all crew members of a boat to be killed during a strike in September. Reporters aboard Air Force One asked the president about it.
Number one, I don't know that that happened. And Pete said he did not want them. He didn't even know what people were talking about. So we'll look into it. But no, I wouldn't have wanted that, not a second strike. The first strike was very lethal. It was fine. And if there were two people around, but Pete said that didn't happen.
Does that make you
I have great confidence in it.
Pope Leo XIV is visiting holy sites in Lebanon today. Yesterday, the American Pope spoke to Lebanon's political leaders and called for peace in the country.
The pontiff arrived in Beirut from Istanbul on the second leg of his maiden voyage as Pope.
Certainly, there are millions of Lebanese here and throughout the world who serve peace silently day after day. Yet you, who have important institutional tasks within this nation, are destined for a special beatitude if you can say that you have put the goal of peace above all else.
The Pope's visit comes as Lebanon faces economic uncertainty, deep political divisions, and fears of a new war with Israel. Before arriving in Lebanon, Pope Leo held his first airborne news conference, where he reaffirmed the Holy See's support on a two-state solution to resolve the Israel-Palestinian conflict, calling it the only solution that could guarantee justice for both sides. He also confirmed private talks with the Turkish president Recep Tayyip Erdogan, saying Turkey has an important role to play in the conflicts in Gaza and Ukraine. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Donna Warder has an update on the deadly shooting in Stockton, California.
Authorities in Stockton, California are asking for the public's help in finding the person who killed four people and wounded 11 in a shooting at a banquet hall Saturday evening. The San Joaquin County Sheriff's Office says the victims were at a family gathering and they range in age from 8 to 21. Local officials say the shooter has not been caught and detectives are trying to identify a possible motive. A spokesperson for the county sheriff's office said early indications suggested the shooting may have been a targeted incident. Faith leaders in the Stockton area planned a vigil for the victims. I'm Donna Warder.
President Trump said he's invited the family of U.S. Army Specialist Sarah Beckstrom to the White House. She was the National Guard member fatally shot last week in D.C. More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.